Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The U.S. Energy Information Agency today says world oil consumption will shrink in both 2008 and 2009, which would be the first time since the 1970s that global crude demand falls 2 years in a row. An EIA monthly short-term outlook today says, quote, global oil consumption is expected to decline by 50,000 barrels per day in 2008 and by 450,000 barrels per day in 2009, which would mark the first time in three decades that world consumption would decline in two consecutive years. The White House and Democrats in Congress are saying today that they are edging closer to a deal on rescuing the U.S.'s struggling auto industry, with negotiators trying to agree on the wording of a $15 billion bailout bill. Discussions are continuing at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 89.11 is down 22 points. The NASDAQ 1597 is up 26.06. And the S&P 500 is at 914.62, and it's up 4.92.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
You're just a phone call away from AM 580's Commodity Market Analysis. Our new market and analyst portal keeps you informed with daily updates. Dial 217-333-3434. To get future quotes from the opening and closing bells and commodity analysis from our on-air brokers. We update the billboard twice a day at 10:15 a.m. and 3:15 p.m. Get on the map. The number to call is 217-333-3434. Let's check how prices resumed in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time in Kansas City. March wheat opened at 5:18, up one on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4:93, up 2.5 on the open. July 5:18.5, up 1.75. December corn opened at 3:11, down 3.25 on the open. March 3:27, down 3. May 3:36.25, down 3.25. July 3:47, down 3.25. December 3:69.5, down 4.25 on the open. January beans opened at 8:16, down 4.5 on the open. March 8:19.5, down 5. July 8:51, up 6.5. November 8:37, down 7 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 245.50, down 2.20 on the open. December soybean oil opened at 29.45, down 3 on the open. January 29.65, down 12. CME livestock, December live cattle opened at 82.75, down 35 on the open. January feeders, 87.70, down 20. December lean hogs, 56.90, down 7.5. And February bellies opened at 89.40, down 5 on the open. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the market action today after yesterday's pretty radical, significant up move?
Well, you know, we looked as we seemed to have had somewhat of a blow-off bottom formed there on Friday. We got the news over the weekend, of course, of OPEC, the anticipation of a large cut rumored to be 2 million barrels a day, which would give some strength back to the crude oil. We also held the crude oil basically and bounced and stayed above, you know, got back above the $40 level. That's seeming to be somewhat positive that that holds a support there, Dave. We did flush out two or three funds on Friday. Good buying yesterday. Looked like we were a little easier overnight, and it looks like we're going to sort of be in a sideways range here for a little bit, waiting to see what the government says on Thursday and how they change the demand figures.
Before we get to that report, do you think that that 776 and a quarter on the low side January beans is as low as we're going to try to go between now and the end of the year?
Unless we see something drastic happen in the crude oil market or the outside markets, we would think that that would probably be the bottom of our trading range, between now and the end of the year, Dave. So, we're trying to be a little bit optimistic. We're trying to look at little things, maybe getting a little bit better here as far as the farmers are going. But, radical rallies, probably not in the picture coming into the end of the year either.
And, of course, the low in March corn is now at it's at 305 and a half, but there's been a lot of talk in the trade about demand destruction in corn. No secret there with the grind, the ethanol grind, perhaps being off as much as 700 million bushels. Export demand certainly could be marked down 200 to 300 million bushels off of the current export pace. Is the trade already working on that number? Are they working on a number for the ending stocks right now, something less than that, and looking for confirmation from USDA on Thursday or beyond?
Well, I think, Dave, it depends on who you talk to. Some people are very, very, very negative, and others are trying to be optimistic and look for things to come back and bounce back in here and things to take off a little bit again as far as usage goes. There's no doubt we've destroyed and lost a good share of what would have been ground ethanol on the way Verison has shut down in between here. Without saying we're going to take some of that production off the table would be ridiculous or foolhardy as far as I'm concerned. We are 46% behind on our exports at this point in time. A lot of big decisions about planning to be made and what sort of acreage we're going to be putting out there unless these fertilizer prices come down or the price on the board comes up. We all would like to think there would be a little bit of a rally to buy some acres. There doesn't have to be.
Yeah, if we're looking at 2 million 2 billion bushels of corn in the ending stocks, I wouldn't think you'd have to buy a single acre.
No, and, as we looked across a couple of meetings, we've been out with farmers, been to a couple of seed corn meetings, been to the bi-state over there, we're not seeing a large anticipation of cutting back of corn acres by farmers at this point in time yet either. So we do not have to go up to the 90 million acres as some are predicting, out of the Department of Agriculture. Chief Economist Keith Collins said that he thought we'd be up at that level, which doesn't say we need to buy a lot at that point in time either.
All right. Before we let you go, what advice do you have for producers today then?
I think basically the same thing we've been talking about. I think we sit still here right in this level. If we need to move some stuff at a tighter basis, we should see a little bit better pop sometime in the next 30 days.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. A quick look at the marketplace as it stands right now. March wheat in Kansas City at 520, up 3. December wheat at the boarded trade at 478.5, up 5.5. May not trading at the moment, at least not in the pit. December corn 315, up 3/4. July 350.5, up 1/4. January beans 821, up 0.5. March 829, up 3.5. July 849, up 3.5 points.